independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And ahead of what I think is a disastrous meeting with President Putin. 2 hours and 15 minutes of meetings.
That right there is Lindsey Graham, not a cartoon character, but a person. Disastrous meeting. Now that sounds like a Democrat, but he's not. He's not a Democrat. And the Republicans, many of them are frustrated with the way that things were handled over at the G20. This is, when he became president, I said, Trump has a lot of waters to navigate. He's got the Democrats. He has got the Republicans. He has got the media. And at times, he's got himself. This is one of those times where the Republicans are about ready to serve him his first uh-oh moment when it comes to being president.
There's only one person in Washington that I know of that has any doubt about what Russia did in our election, and it's President Trump.
And there was talk that they said at one time, we may put together a security team, a super cyber security team. You're like, what are you talking about? He backtracked later on. There was differing stories that came out of that. Look, the good thing about Trump and the thing that I love is he's fearless. He's fearless when it comes to asking questions, to saying things, right? Here's a great thing. This is Tillerson talking about the meeting with Trump and the Putin.
The president opened the meeting with President Putin by raising the concerns of the American people regarding Russian interference in the 2016 election. They had a very robust and lengthy exchange on the subject. The president pressed President Putin on more than one occasion regarding Russian involvement. President Putin denied such involvement, as I think he has in the past.
Tillerson went on to say, they were essentially sitting there, and he says, you know, he looks over Tillerson and says, hey, should I, I'm going to do this, right? I'm going to go after it. And Tillerson said, it's basically the first thing. He just went. He charged head in. And you've got to like that. That looks good. That's what you want. But then it's where does it go? And I say he's about ready to get his first moment as president is because there are a lot of people on the Republican side as well as the Democratic side that are uncomfortable with Russia, with Putin, and the way that they are. And they have served up a bill for sanctions, and it now goes to the president, and he has to figure out a way to try to maneuver some sort of riders in there so he says he can have an opportunity to negotiate. An opportunity to negotiate and some leeway there. But they want this bill. They want it hard. They want it strong. They're trying to block it. But it would tighten sanctions on Russia, and Trump doesn't want to do that. So you veto the bill, except they'll override it. So your Republican-controlled House and Senate are going to do what? They're going to override you. Think about that. Think about that. On their own, they're doing stuff. And that is a frustration that he is going to have to deal with. Paul Ryan is a big hawk when it comes to Russia, as are several others who don't trust Russia, don't trust Putin. And that is, to me, a very interesting thing that he's going to have to deal with. All the while also challenging now the Republicans saying, hey, you guys are back from your little vacay there. You wouldn't want to take your August vacation without getting a bill done when it comes to health care. Jason Chaffetz said last week, look, put deadlines out there. They work better with deadlines. A lot of people are saying, no, you shouldn't do that. Well, you know what? I think you should, because they've got to do something. But the truth is, it's damned if you do and damned if you don't, if you're a Republican. At this moment, at this time, you're going back and you've just come back from your recess where you didn't want to have town halls, you stayed as low profile as you possibly could, or you went on vacation somewhere else where people didn't recognize you and they couldn't get in your face and said. And remember, you're in a situation where you may be up for re-election in 2018, and on top of that, you get people at town halls, or you get people to come to your office, or you get people to talk to you from both sides of the aisle that are pissed. Repeal, do it, get rid of it, replace it. And you get people going, No, don't. I've got this. You're going to ruin everything. It's going to destroy us. I'm going to be homeless, blah, 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 blah. You're going to destroy my life. You can't win. This is why nobody wants this. Because it is it's an anchor around your political neck. That's what it is. And the Democrats have looked around for the last 7.5 years, and they've lost how much? How much? Thousands of seats across this country, big and small, they have lost. And a good reason why that happened is because of Obamacare. That is a very big reason why they struggle, and they are continuing to do so. So now what is the question? Well, you better get to it. But I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know how it's going to work, Ted Cruz.
Failure is not an option. This has been a central promise Republicans have made to the voters for 7 years. I think we've got to deliver.
Yeah, I think you got to deliver. Failure's not an option. But is failure not an option if you get what you want 100% and everybody else is out? That's the way politics has become. Failure's not an option if I get everything I want. It's not the way the world works, man. It's not. Failure's not an option. And for some of these people who are for re-election in purple states or areas that are changing from red to a little bit purple or blue, they're scared, right? They're scared. If you're entrenched in your seat and you're not going anywhere, right? Like you're like a giant oak tree. You're not moving. Eh. But if you're a tree that is in the middle of hurricane force winds potentially, you could be moving. So failure's not an option. Here's John McCain.
I fear that it's going to fail, and then we should convene a Republican conference. Say, what are we going to do?
One fears a failure. The other one says it's not an option. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. It really is, because failure shouldn't be an option. It never should be an option. But you know what you should be doing is bringing everybody into these meetings, these discussions. Let everybody have some skin in this game. And that includes Democrats. That absolutely includes Democrats. Everybody needs to have the opportunity to chime in and have their voices heard and to figure out which way this thing's going to go. Because the Democrats took something that wasn't great, but it was jimmy-rigged at times, but it was still motoring along. Wasn't great. And they decided, hey, you know what? It's kind of broken, so the best thing for us to do is fix it. And they thought the best thing for them to do was to throw it on the floor and stomp on it. So now what? How about get with the program? Over the weekend, the New York Times did a story about Don Jr., Paul Manafort, and Jared Kushner, that they met with a Russian attorney who had come over here with some potential news that could be damaging to Hillary Clinton and or the Democratic National Convention and Party. And there was this, next thing you know, it's like, yeah, we met with her and she said she had information, but we could tell right away she had no real information. She only wanted to talk about adoptions and stuff like that. It's not good optics. And I will get people that will come after me because they think I'm a never Trumper because they want to be a follower. They don't want truth. They want to hear what they want to hear the way they want to hear it. Trust me, there are plenty of people out there that will serve up whatever it is you need. Come to me if you would like to hear some objective, honest opinions about stuff. I want my president to succeed. I don't think there's any there. I still think he'll be my president in 3 years. And I still only think he's doing one term. I do. I still only think he's doing one term. Even if and it doesn't matter. He's got the plausible thing. If things go well, the economy turns around, things are booming, he may say, look, I've put it on the right path. Good luck to you, Pence. I'm moving out. Time for me to go. And if he's still struggling and he's got the great excuse of saying the media and everybody has come after me to the point where nothing gets done in this town. And there's a reason for that. There is. And I want to go back to my life and I want to go make money and I want to get out of this crap. It's not what I thought it was going to be. So you've got this meeting that supposedly took place and it's not good optics. Man, we live in a world of optics. People look and you've just given them something else. There may be no there, but you gave them something where people can start to point. There may be nothing there and there doesn't seem to be anything there. There doesn't seem to be anything there. And I don't think they're going to find anything there. But when you do stuff like this, it makes people question. It makes people wonder. It makes people ask more questions than they should be because you didn't disclose when you should have. And then you sent out vague tweets. And then, come on, man. Get your head out of butt. Act the part. Jared Kushner had to go back and revise some of his stuff. You know, Paul Manafort is going to get a good talking to, I'm sure, as is Donald Trump Jr.
The conversation quickly changed to what seemed to be the entire purpose of the meeting for that woman, which was Russian adoption. No information was received that was meaningful or helpful, and no action was taken. There was no follow-up whatsoever.
And, you know, again, it's an optics world. It's funny because you say perception is reality, and people are like, no, reality is reality. No, perception is reality. Yes, the reality of whatever is happening may be the reality of it all, but when you're going on the fact that most people don't care about the reality, they're only looking for a perception of the things that they want to believe in, and that that's what they're going to run with, then the perception is the reality. And the perception is this guy has done something, he's colluded, and there's no evidence of any of those things. But it doesn't look good. It doesn't. She had no information that was a helper as far as the campaign was concerned. There was nothing there. But it's always the cover-up. It's always the little lies. It's always those things that get your ass in trouble. This was stupid. Should have been handled in a much different way. She wanted to talk about adoptions, and she wanted to talk about sanctions on individuals, and she was here for a different money laundering case, of which she was denied a visa to come over here, but she was allowed to come in for a few days. I mean, but she had things that she wanted to do, and it had nothing really to do with any of this. But she used it as a loss leader to get a meeting. And you should have said, you know what? I'm going to contact somebody in the FBI and intelligence to say they're offering us stuff because that's what you should have done. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
What's Next is tomorrow. All of us at some point in time will wander on to Amazon and purchase something because tomorrow is Amazon Prime Day. That's what's next. It's you know what? It's one of those days, like half Christmas. Deals galore. You can get the Amazon Echo for $89. That's a $90 saving. The Dot for $34. Oculus Rift Touch, $399. You save $200 on Prime Day. This is one of those days where you look and you say, this is why retail gets crushed. Because Amazon does stuff like this. And they have pushed and they have dominated. I watch TV. I'm on the internet all day. I read. I do all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of flickering things going on here. I have seen more stuff about this in the last week and a half than I have seen about than any of the other things from the world of Sears or any. The only time I see any of that stuff is when news is bad. What's next for us is tomorrow we will spend hundreds of millions, potentially God knows how much more, maybe $1 billion on stuff that we don't need but we want. That's what's next for Tuesday. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. Roger in Indy, what's happening?
Hey, buddy. Hey, Chad, how's it going? Hey, I think you're barking up the wrong tree, man. I think that you talked about it being that banner of optics. I think our eyes are as good as yours are, those who voted for Donald Trump, and we see that there's no evidence. And we're going to vote accordingly, especially if there are pro-Trump or anti-establishment candidates and running for the Senate or the House of Representatives or governorships or state legislatures or mayoral seats. And I don't say this for the benefit of anybody but you, because those who voted for Trump already know it, and those who didn't vote for Trump are not going to hear it. But we see.
Here's the thing, though, Roger, and this is what you're missing, man. This is what you're missing, Roger. There are a lot of people out there who voted against Hillary but voted for Trump. Not everybody that voted for Trump is a supporter and a diehard. There are a lot of those out there. It doesn't matter what Trump does. They're going to support him till the end. But there are a lot of people out there who voted against Hillary and held their nose in doing so by voting for Trump. And I think that's what a lot of people miss. And this optics are bad in the sense that, you know what, man? Whether you liked Hillary or not, you should never want a foreign agent to offer you the opportunity to get crappy, nasty details about her, because she's still an American citizen. She was a Secretary of State, and your father's trying to become president. So what's next? Should your father have become president, which he did, who's going to be offering up stuff on him? That right there, it wasn't good optics. And even people on the left and the right are all agreeing that, hey, you know what, should have done better. And I've got some friends who are super Trump supporters, and they are unhappy about the way that this looks. I appreciate your call. One more quick call here. We'll squeeze in. Chris and Indy, what's happening?
Hey, you know, I'll say this, with all the, you know, frustrations going on, you know, both sides, I think that the American people, the American citizens, the taxpayers of this country, the ones that have to take a shower after work, should be able to have a referendum vote to where we can have a vote on term limits, an up or down vote. None of this stuff, well, it's got to take a majority and blah, blah, blah. You know, all this stuff. You know, just win or lose, you know, that's it. Because I can tell you this, as a Navy veteran, as a truck driver, as a person that pays taxes, and as a citizen, we are sick of it.
Absolutely, Chris, man. We got to jump. I appreciate that. And I would love term limits. Term limits would be great. And you know what? You should have a chance to serve in the House, in the Senate, or be president. You shouldn't be able to do all three. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I've got to get to Nebraska more.
You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that. That's...
Senate. I'm a house. No, it's a joke.
It's a joke, but he got in trouble for it. And it was a joke, by the way. Bill Maher in trouble again, this time for a racist tweet. Let's talk about racist tweets, right? There's you understand that a joke is not racism. A joke is a joke. That's what it is. It's not racism. He doesn't hate a group of people. He doesn't want the downfall of a group of people. He doesn't want to murder a group of people. He doesn't want to separate us from a group of people. He doesn't want any of that stuff. He is not singling out a group of people and saying we must destroy them so they can never work. They can never get health care. They can never. He's not doing any of those things, right? You may not like Bill Maher, and that's okay. I'm all good with that. But he tweeted something that was funny, and people, of course, because people wake up in the morning, and they stretch, and then all of a sudden it's off to their little minds working. How today am I going to put on my shoes, go outside after taking a shower, and then be oppressed? Going to be microaggressed, micro-oppressed, offended, outraged over everything. Who's going to do it first? Is it the person that's a barista? Who's going to spell my name wrong? And because of that, I know that they are whatever it is. I mean, it's insanity. So over the weekend, he tweets this. And I thought, again, this is the kind of world that we live in where people are outraged over something. this N Korea thing, and somebody probably went, yeah, it's probably the N word, but whatever. We'll give them the benefit. North Korea is getting tense. I mean, I think it is. I'm on vacay. The ladies at my nail salon are freaking out. That's what I know. And then people start tweeting what a racist he is. No, he's a comic. He's not a racist. He's not a racist. Comics and racists, it's not what he is. He didn't do anything. He's not a member of the Ku Klux Klan. It's none of those things. But you continue to feel that way. You continue to push the envelope of the fear in the world because it's so easy to call somebody a racist. It's so easy to come down on somebody and say, you are a racist. And okay, what is your basis for that? What is your basis for racism? Tell me. I would love to know. I've met Bill Maher on a few occasions doing comedy stuff. I don't think he's a racist. He may have a little, a little sexism in him. Like the pretty girls. Nothing wrong with that. I don't find anything, but people will. If you look hard enough, you can find issues in everything. But I love how people come after him. Billy is really their ignorant racist here. He accuses other Koreans don't work nail salons. It is Vietnamese. I find this to be, I find to be hilarious. So it's not Koreans, but Vietnamese. That's his bad. And secondly, saying all Orientals are the same, Billy. Wait, isn't that? That seems a little bit racist, right? Isn't that a word you don't use anymore? But there were hundreds and thousands of this. Because people wake up in the morning pissed off at the world, looking for a reason to be butthurt. Looking for a reason to be outraged. Looking for a reason to be angry. I don't know how anybody lives like that. I don't. Not that we don't have reasons at time to be pissed off at the world. Not that we don't have reasons at time to be mad at people. Not that we don't have reasons at time to go, that was just ignorant and stupid. But man, I don't know how people do it. I don't. I couldn't even imagine. And I've tried to. Imagine. It's just, it's exhausting. I think the best way to describe something like that is it's exhausting. That has to be exhausting. To be the politically correct police and to check everybody all the time must be exhausting. Just has to be crazy. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program. 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. So somebody texts in, and this is about, the whole thing with the optics. People are saying, well, Chad, who cares about the optics? So then by Hillary selling uranium through Canada to Russia is okay as Secretary of State and American citizen? And I said, that was bad optics. Did she win? She didn't win. She didn't win. She didn't win. Not only is it bad optics, to me, I think there is a right and wrong. I'm an American first. And I may not like Chuck Schumer, but if I was running against Chuck Schumer, if I was running against Maxine Waters or Kamala Harris or somebody, or Governor Brown, and somebody came to me with damaging information that was potentially, not only damaging to him, but also potentially a thing that could have, put him and or California or whatever at, there could be issues there. I would say, I would contact somebody. Because I think that's first and foremost is what you are. You're American. Right? And the damaging part is it's optics. I know there's nothing there. You know there's nothing there. I'm not saying down the road they may not uncover something, but I think it's highly unlikely that they're going to at this point in time. They haven't. But the frustration that people feel, and remember, as I was telling Roger, is a lot of people who voted for Trump weren't people that Trump was their first, second, maybe not even their third choice, but he was the choice that they decided to make over Hillary Clinton or abstaining or writing in. And that's a lot of people. 63 million people voted for him. Not all 63 million would fall on a sword for him. Remember that there are a lot of people out there who held their nose and voted. Held their nose and voted. I want this president to do well, damn it. I want him to do well. Pray for him every night. Do well. Do the right thing. I think he's done some good things, and I think he's done some stuff that makes you scratch your head. And this has nothing to do with him, but it has to do with his son, and it has to do with the optics of a situation. And if you're taking a meeting because somebody has promised you something or said, I have information against your opponent, what does that say? And it was just a lost leader. She just wanted a meeting to talk about crap that had nothing to do with any of it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Brian and Indy, you want to talk about people who love to be offended. Those are my favorite kind of people.
Oh, Chad, you're not going to believe this story, man. Okay, everybody knows what the sign in baseball for a strikeout is, correct? The letter K,
yeah.
Right? Okay, there was this social worker, this young lady down in at Atlanta Braves game. I don't know when I just heard this afternoon. They had a KKK up on the scoreboard for the three strikeouts that the pitcher had struck out. She took a picture of it, posted it on Twitter, and said she was offended and couldn't believe that the Ku Klux Klan was down here at the baseball game and whatever the name of their field is down there in Atlanta. And, man, these people just tore up. This one black African-American guy said, hey, he said, hey, look, I'm black. I know what KKK is in baseball. That doesn't offend me. And you know, she argued back, said, you must not like your heritage. You know, I can't even remember what she said. It was so stupid, man. But are you kidding me, man? Why are people so stupid?
People are stupid, man. People, that's exactly it. I appreciate your call, brother. Thanks. If you don't know what, you know, baseball, people still love to keep scores in baseball. But one of the big things is you've got a pitcher. And, you know, being in L.A., we've got probably the preeminent pitcher in baseball in Clayton Kershaw. He struck out 13 yesterday. The K symbol is a strikeout symbol. So people put the K up. A lot of times in the stadium when they've got a big strikeout pitcher that's on their home team, they'll bring the K to the game. And then you put a K up for every strikeout, right? So, you know, if he struck out 13 yesterday, people in the stands would have put up 13 Ks. Well, this lady took a picture. And again, just because you're offended doesn't mean you're bright. Doesn't mean you're bright. And and to think in this day and age that somebody would, It is amazing that, you know, that she would do something like this and argue. But I understand. I understand that, you know, that people who are offended, a lot of times those people that get offended out there, they're not the sharpest. They're not the brightest. They lead with emotion, not with thought. I love that. That is a great story. That right there, that's a heartwarming story of stupid. That is a heartwarming story of stupid. You can't fix stupid. There's just some things in life you can't fix, and stupid is one of them. Literally, here's your sign. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. And if you've not seen the tweet, I'll throw it up, but it's she says, really disappointed with the sign at hashtag New Braves Stadium. Definitely not okay at Braves. It's the Home Depot sign, and it's one of those luxury boxes, and it's got the K's, and then it's WTF, and she circled it in red. And, you know, and people are saying, you do realize the recorded number of strikeouts by the Braves pitcher, right? They should figure out a different way to record that because it's offensive. It's offensive. To who? To who? Good God. Speaking of offensive, high car repair bills are super offensive to a lot of people. Your car was to somehow have issues this summer and you had it planned on a big trip and you no longer have a factory warranty. The dealership's not going to help you out. And you're thinking to yourself, I don't want another payment. I got to get this thing fixed. And you look and you find out that water pump's $500, $1,500 for air conditioning. My God, thousands of dollars for a new engine, a transmission, what do? Do what I did. Get extended vehicle service protection from CarShield. You will rest easy. And it's not just the mechanical repairs. What about the little gizmos and gadgets, your GPS, things like that? Yeah, they cover those as well. Simple little sensor could cost about $1,000. Oh, yeah. With CarShield, you get 24/7 roadside assistance. Boom. You get a rental car while your car's in the shop. And speaking of the shop, it's the shop you choose, not the shop the CarShield choose. It's up to you. You find the mechanic you trust. You could take it back to the dealership. You could take it. You find whoever it is that you trust to do the job, and they will take care of the rest. They will pay that person directly. Let's recap this. 24/7 roadside assistance, rental car. They pay the mechanic directly. What are you waiting for? Save yourself from high repair bills. Get covered by CarShield like I did before something goes wrong. Call 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Benson or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. That's CarShield.com. Code Benson saves you 10%. A deductible may apply. Say what? Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Say what? Today's nature segment of Say What is brought to you by our favorite saying in the world. Producer Phil, remind us again about nature and what the potential is of nature.
Nature will mess you up.
Mess you up. Case in point, this youngster.
It grabbed me like this and pulled me, and then it bit the back of my head and drug me. As soon as I felt it, and I could hear the breath on the back of my neck, I knew I just had to go for its eyes, so that's what I did. The crunching noise, I guess, was the teeth scraping against the skull as it dug in. I'm not afraid of the bears. I'm not afraid to sleep outside anymore. It's just got to be aware and respect the animals.
So there he is, this youngster, right? Taking a little bit of a sleep, relaxing, right? He's at a Christian summer camp, Colorado. Next thing you know, he feels a little and his pressure on his skull and some scraping noise. When lo and behold, Yogi the bear has decided, I'm going to have a snack. We'll see what's up with this. Right? I'm going to see what's happening. I'm going to take a little bit of this. Fights it off. Black bear tried to drag him, by the way. Tried to drag him. He had some bite marks. Nothing horrific. Didn't get clawed, which is good. And the way that they're doing this now, and they're telling people, look, here's the deal. There are three types of bears, right, that humans will probably come encounter and that you really should worry about. First and foremost is if you come in contact with a polar bear, it's cold and you're probably going to die because they're going to eat you and you're screwed. But people love to go places. You'll see a polar bear every once in a while. You'll hear stories about people up in the great northern beyond who disappear in town, right? But you're probably not going to come in contact with one of those. Grizzly bears. What do? You play dead because, again, they wrote the pamphlet, right? They let the grizzly bears. Hey, if you were going to attack us, what would you do? You should play dead. So protect your throat, right? Protect your throat. And, Godspeed to you. And then there are black bears. Now, black bears are the ones your chances are you may come in contact with. And people have said, if they come towards you, you try to act bigger. You make a lot of noise. You scream and yell, pick up a stick, get in their face. Kind of thing. And if they come at you and they go to town, you fight back. Because they're not huge. Like a grizzly bear. You punching a grizzly bear is like a newborn, slapping your leg. It doesn't matter at that point in time. So, and you got to watch out if it's cub season. Because they're attacking. They'll do that. So you got to be careful. The worst kind of bear to be attacked by would be a koala bear. Because they're just so cute. I didn't see him and then he stabbed me. They're sneaky SOPs, I'll tell you that. We move from there on dry land to the wetland, to the water. I said bull sharks. Now, they're big and they're bad at times, and they will attack you for no reason whatsoever. They'll eat anything. They can go anywhere. They can go into fresh water. Bull sharks have been seen thousands of miles inland in the Ohio River and places like that because they have a way to adapt from salt to fresh water. And a lot of times they'll lay their the babies will be born in fresh water away from other stuff. So you got to watch out for them. But it's the testosterone, so they're always angry and pissed. So a guy goes in the water this weekend in a popular nude beach, by the way, in Florida. And the shark took a bite of two of his legs, but not the dangly bit. He was only 5 feet long. California, we got issues here. Man, we got them everywhere. I see every day it's a new picture of a great white shark. You got to be careful. Nature will get you. When you go into nature, you take a chance that nature may get you. You're sitting in your house, nature comes in your house, there's nothing else you're going to do, right? But you go into nature, it's a possibility. Thank God I would just check both of my legs, and then I'd be like, did he bite the dangly bit? He did not. Okay, you could take a leg, not the dangly bit. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.